The beginning of the end. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The House is debating the Iraq War today against the backdrop of the latest milestone, 2,500 U.S. soldiers dead. But there's another milestone today. We got a timetable. Not from the president, he doesn't set timetables, but from Muwafaq al-Rubai, Iraq's national security advisor, and a man now awash in documents from the pulverized hideout of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. He's got the names, the addresses, the plans, all thanks to a computer thumb drive found in Zarqawi's pocket. It took a licking and kept on ticking. So good is this information that the security minister took the next step, saying that security in Iraq would improve enough that by the end of this year, a large number of U.S. forces could leave and that very possibly by mid-2008, the last U.S. soldier could go home. The last soldier, he said, implying there wouldn't be any soldiers left behind in Iraq, not even at those very large permanent bases we're building. I know a lot of you are skeptical about that, but if the new Iraqi government tells us to leave, I think we're pretty much obligated to leave. Total withdrawal, and withdrawal with honor, because it would come at the behest of the duly elected and sovereign Iraqi government. There appears to be a shimmer of independence in these new Iraqi politicians. An advisor to the new prime minister even said that as part of the National Reconciliation Plan, Iraqis who killed U.S. troops could be pardoned on grounds that their attacks were legitimate acts of resistance intended to defend the homeland. That might not go down too well at the White House. But if it means we're out in 2 years, I have a feeling that a lot of us will be too busy untying yellow ribbons to notice. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.